The idea of what makes a place historically and culturally significant depends on who you speak to. A rock may be important to one group, while buildings, a garden or an industrial site may be of importance to others. The Heritage branch of the New South Wales Department of Planning wants more migrant communities to nominate cultural and historical sites of importance to their communities. Most recently, the renovation of a Greek-style cafe and theatre dating back to the 1930s in the town of Bingara in New South Wales opened its doors. The cinema and cafe, owned by the local council, received funding from three levels of government to be restored to its original condition. Petula Samios is the director of the Heritage branch. She says many of the cinemas and cafes were set up by early Greek migrants from the island of Kythera and are culturally significant not only to the Greek community but also to the development of the food industry.
When you look at the history of Kytherians that arrived in New South Wales, so many of them actually moved to regional New South Wales, establishing cafes and theatres. Many Kytherians went out into New South Wales. They opened the first cafes. The cafes were attached to the theatres. And part of what they've got at the Roxy Theatre now is a museum about Greeks in country New South Wales and Queensland.
Greek cafes changed much of Australia's cultural and culinary history and were often found in country towns attached to the local cinema. Receiving approximately $4 million worth of funding, the Roxy in the town of Bingara in New South Wales was one such cafe, described by some in the Greek community as a Hellenic sacred site. Petula Samios says criteria for what should be listed by the Heritage Board has been broadened. Currently, places of worship, migrant hostels and early educational institutions are on the list. And Ms. Samios says it'll be interesting to see what else emerges as more migrant communities come forward with suggestions.
The next round we're doing is post Second World War migration. So it'll be interesting what we get then, whether we do get the Mediterranean architecture or whether we get other places that are important to those migrants that when they first came to Australia. Could be, say, with a Muslim community or a Buddhist community. It could be temples or places that are significant to that group or the type of work that they may have done that wasn't seen before. So it could be quite broad-ranging.
Dr. Ross Thorne is a former associate professor in architecture at the University of Sydney. He says the government-funded restoration of sites, especially cinemas in country towns, were done in order to revitalise dying country towns.
From about 1915 to the early 1960s, 116 country picture theatres in New South Wales were at some time operated by 66 Greek immigrants in 57 towns. And 61 of those immigrants had also either food businesses or cafes before they branched out into the motion picture business.
Ross Thorne says the early Greek cafes were the precursor to today's fast food industry and an example of the entrepreneurialism often seen among new migrants.
What I think was fascinating was that these people who came mostly from the islands in Greece and weren't well educated, they were astute enough to hire good architects and good shop fitters, often to produce the best cafe and the best cinema in the town. And their market was entirely for the Anglo-Celtics. So you got mixed grills and steak and salad and chips and things like that at those cafes.
The Chinese were another migrant group that established many restaurants in rural Australia. The Heritage Board's Petula Samios isn't sure when any of these are likely to be heritage listed.